Are we good? Okay. All right, bring the meeting back to order. Next item on our agenda for this afternoon is, where am I? Conditional use number 2424 Ocean 6.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 6 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.61 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, approximately 278 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 361A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 17.07, Parcel 190.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and a copy of the applicant's presentation materials. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the DelDOT entrance approval letter. We have a copy of the applicant's drainage assessment. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received 0 comments.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. The chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is David Hutt, local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I'm representing William Buchanan, who's the principal of Buchanan Corporation, which is the owner of the property as well as the applicant. First, I guess, congratulations, Mr. Pettijohn, for being officially sworn in as a Planning Commission member.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Mr. Collins for becoming the vice chair of the Planning Commission. With me this afternoon to assist as needed, I don't know if that fits within the 5 minutes I was given a few moments ago, with me to assist are Mr. Buchanan himself, sitting in the second row, William or Billy Buchanan, and then the person who was sitting to my left, your right as you look at me, is Michael Kaziski. He's a professional engineer with Atwell LLC. This application that you're considering this afternoon has two key characteristics that hopefully help to really inform the Planning Commission as it considers the conditional use. The first is that this application, in I think every manner possible, fits the characteristic of an infill development. We'll walk through the site plan here quickly, and I hopefully you will agree that it fits all the characteristics of infill development. And the second is that this is the third time that the county has considered this application, and not this specific application, but this project on this property. The first time was conditional use number 1494. County Council entered ordinance number 1632 on September 16th, 2003, approving this property for 7 multifamily dwellings under Sussex County Code section 115-74. That conditional use approval expired or sunset, it's more colloquially known. In 2009, on March 17th, County Council adopted ordinance number 2033, which approved conditional use number 1764, again approving a multifamily project on this property with 7 units. This property, that was not developed, of course, and so this property had another sunset event occur with respect to that application. And the only difference between those two prior approvals and what the Planning Commission is considering this afternoon is that the number of units has been reduced from 7 units to 6 units, and that's what the Planning Commission is considering. I say that's the only change, but of course the name changed because it needed to change, because in the first two projects it was Ocean 7, and so now it is Ocean 6, so that had to change as well, of course. I'm certain that the property and its location needs no real introduction. The image on the screen that you see has the property right in the middle, of course, with a 1 mile radius of the property. As you can see, and this is unscientific, but I'd say about 40% of that 1 mile radius lies within the Atlantic Ocean, showing its proximity to the ocean. To help further define, to help further define this, you can see this, that's the same image with the tax parcel system overlaid over top of it. The blue that you see on the blue lines that you see, those represent the municipal boundaries. The northern or upper blue line represents the municipal boundary for the town of Bethany Beach. The one south of the property, of course, represents the municipal line for South Bethany. Zooming in a little bit clearer to help define the area. Again, the project, a rendering of the project is shown in about the middle of the screen where the cursor is located. And of course, you can see that there are two parallel roadways there. I'm sure everyone's familiar with this part of Sussex County, but the left-hand roadway that you see is, of course, Route 1 or Coastal Highway. The parallel roadway, again, I'm sure everybody's familiar with that, but that is Pennsylvania Avenue. The property that is between this rendered project, where the property is that we're talking about here this afternoon, between this property and Pennsylvania Avenue, is the Sea Pines Village multifamily condominium project, which has been there for decades. If you jump over Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm sure everyone quickly would recognize, maybe not on a flat picture like this, but if you were driving past, you would certainly recognize Sea Colony, the tennis courts and all the buildings that are associated with Sea Colony. The Sea Pines Village condominium, as you can see, wraps around along Pennsylvania Avenue and then down to Jefferson Bridges Road. On the other side of that road is the Hotel Bethany. Next to the Hotel Bethany is Mickey's Family Crab House. Just south of that is Nick's mini golf. And as you head north then on Route 1, right at the corner of the intersection is Perfect Furnishings. And then the next store is Pep Up. And it used to have a Arby's with it, and now it is Pony Donuts. And you can also get an acai bowl there. The next property up is the, of course, the property we're here on tonight with this afternoon with the six units. And then the next property up, which is the last property in Sussex County, is the Taggart Professional Center. The property itself is a little more than 0.6 acres. The property has a vacant and somewhat dilapidated home and shed that would, of course, be removed from the property as part of this application. With that quick orientation to the area, I did want to quickly talk about state strategies. The good news is this is not level four, as you were just talking about in the last public hearing. And actually what you see on the screen is the 2020 state strategies map when this application was filed, of course. The 2020 state strategies map was what was in effect because the 2025 map was just adopted just a couple of weeks ago in 2026. As you can see, based on the colorings of the map, this site was in level two at that time. And level two is an area where the state would have said in 2020 that state investments and policies should support and encourage a wide range of uses. This is the 2025 state strategies map that was just signed by the governor a couple weeks ago, as I mentioned. As you can see, now the entirety of this property and pretty much everything that surrounds it, with some very, very limited exceptions, is now shown as being in a level one area. In 2020, the Office of State Planning Coordination described investment level one as reflecting areas that are already developed in an urban or suburban fashion, where infrastructure is existing or readily available, and where future redevelopment or infill projects are expected and encouraged by state project or policy. Again, there was a focus, as you could hear there, in that as on infill projects. The 2025 state strategies document that accompanies the maps doesn't have the same narrative and paragraph format. Now it has a chart where it describes each of the levels, and then there's things like characteristics of that level. And in the 2025 characteristics of level one, there's three that I wanted to highlight. One is higher density development with mixed uses. The second characteristics is a variety of housing and transportation options. And the third is walkable communities, which again describes this area to a T along Route 1 here between Bethany Beach and South Bethany. There's also within that map, or within the document that's promulgated with the state strategies map, that chart has a policy focus for the state in investment level one. And the policy focus includes a wide range of uses and densities, and significantly also says it also has, part of the policy is infill and redevelopment, which of course matches this site. In short, whether it's the 2020 or 2025 version of the state strategies map, this is where the state expects and encourages growth to occur. I've switched on the screens to the 2045 future land use map that's found in the 2018 comprehensive plan. You can see that there are two colors. As you know, I struggle with colors. So The two colors that are shown are yellow and tan or brown. The yellow is, you'll recognize, as the county's coastal area, and given the proximity to the ocean, the coastal area should come as no surprise. The two brownish, tannish areas are, of course, the municipalities that I referenced a moment ago. The zoning map for this area shows that the property, and it's hard to see because we have that 1 mile radius that's on the screen, but if you look really carefully, the property is shaded in yellow, which I know the Planning Commission will recognize as being the MR, medium density residential district. Again, you can see that within the Sussex County portion of this property, between all the other zoning classifications and colors you can see for Bethany Beach and South Bethany, there are four zoning classifications that are in that area. The, again, I'm gonna say orange-ish color is the county's high density HR2 zoning classification, and that extends all the way from the ocean all the way over to the Assawoman Canal. You can see that there is some yellow, not just this property, but a little bit that is a little bit west of Route 1. Again, that is MR. And then there is the C1 General Commercial District, which of course is a closed district, which is the bright red. And then just a little pink portion that is above north of our property, which is the county's neighborhood business district. As the Planning Commission is very familiar, in the MR district, having a multifamily use such as is proposed here this afternoon is by definition a conditional use. Conditional uses pursuant to section 115-219 of the code are uses that are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. But because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on a larger section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. As I mentioned a moment ago, the county code defines multifamily as a conditional use in the MR district, but certainly housing is certainly something that is a public or semi-public character, and there are many conditional uses for multifamily dwellings. Looking at the site plan itself, the site plan, it's six units, so as you can imagine, it's fairly straightforward. There is a right-in, right-out entrance off of Route 1, just north of the PEPUP station, about two-thirds of the way back into the site, where the cursor is now located. That is not really a parking spot. That is a location for fire and emergency responders to turn around. So that is what that location is for. All the way at the end of the drive aisle, you can see the location of the dumpsters that would be screened from the surrounding properties and, of course, are distant from the roadway itself. County code requires two parking spaces per dwelling unit. There are three parking spaces for each dwelling unit, basically two that are internal to each of the homes, and then one on the outside, as you can see as you look at that site plan. Per the FEMA mapping, the property is in Zone X, which, as the commissioners are familiar with, is outside the 500-year floodplain. There are no wetlands on the property. The property is not located within any source water protection areas, meaning no wellhead protection areas or excellent groundwater recharge areas are within the property. Similarly, the property does not have any resources, as that term is defined in Section 115-4 of the code. And when the Sussex County Engineering Department reviewed the drainage assessment report, it requested that there be an easement along the common drainage swale to the south of the property with the PEPUP station, and the most recent site plan that was filed did include the requested easement from the Sussex County Engineering Department. Central water will be provided by the town of Bethany Beach. Central sewer will be provided by the Sussex County Engineering Department. Their report is part of the file that Mr. Whitehouse introduced. And it indicates that this property is in a tier one sewer district area and that there is capacity for these six units. DLDOT responded to the service level evaluation request. As you can imagine, for six units, the impact was diminutive, as that term is described in the memorandum of understanding between Sussex County and DLDOT. And that term, of course, means 50 vehicle trips or less per day. While Ocean 6 has been waiting in the queue, it's put its weight to good use. And Atwell and the engineers with them have worked with DLDOT And DelDOT, these are in the materials as well. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection to recordation or LONOR for this, should the County Council act favorably ultimately on this application. In addition, much more recently, in the last 2 weeks, DelDOT actually approved the entrance that you see. So the entrance plan is also approved should the county act favorably on this. I'm going to touch on this last topic just very briefly. This property does have a density that's 9.8 units to the acre, which is consistent with, as sometimes as that number may be, it's consistent with the density of the surrounding properties. The Sea Pines Village condominium immediately to the east and south of this project has a density that is in the nature of 12 units to the acre. Sea Colony is, of course, in the same period of or area of density requirements. And as you saw, it's consistent with the high density HR2 zoning classification that exists between the Atlantic Ocean and the Assawoman Canal in this area. And the comprehensive plan, as you know, provides guidance on when medium and higher densities, things such as 4 to 12 units to the acre, can be appropriate. And there's a list of considerations, and I know the commission's familiar with them, but it includes when there is central water, when there is central sewer, when the property is near a significant number of commercial uses and employment centers, when it's in keeping with the character of the area, and when it's situated along a main road or at or near a major intersection. And this property checks every one of those boxes. There's central water, central sewer. Certainly there's many commercial uses and employment centers that exist along this portion of the Route 1 corridor. And certainly it's along a major road, as the property is right on Route 1. I do have a proposed set of findings and conditions that I will hand to Mr. Whitehouse. And as I described at the outset, the two primary characteristics of this application are that it is truly infill development, as that term is described. It has also, as I mentioned, been approved on two prior occasions, just with an extra seventh unit that is not part of this application. It's also interesting to look, as Mr. Pettijohn will learn, I can't resist history on any application. And so when you look at this, even during the first two times that this application was considered and approved by the county in 2003 and 2009, because of how long all the businesses and the development has been in that area, it was infill in 2003, it was infill in 2009. And so this afternoon, Mr. Buchanan would ask the commission to agree with those prior two ordinances and with that this continues to be infill development and that it reflects the character of the area. And that concludes our presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the commission may have.
All right, we thank you, Mr. Hutt, and we'll start with Mr. Collins again.
Okay, Mr. Hutt, I'm going to ask a serious question, which I think you have a reasonable answer to, which is why would we not have some interconnectivity in the event of emergencies with some of the surrounding areas?
Because there is not there's just not an opportunity because they're all developed.
Just wanted on the record why we aren't requiring it for this, because those other properties are already well developed. And then my second question is a little bit of a Mr. Robertson joke, which is why are you ruining Bethany Beach by destroying a historic home instead of redeveloping it? Sorry.
I was going to say, I don't think that would be your comment. It's an eyesore.
I'm familiar with comments about projects you've represented elsewhere. Anyway, yeah. No, so that is not a serious comment. Obviously, that building is well beyond being saved. So
yes,
I don't think that I have any other legitimate questions to ask here. Thank you.
You're not going to ask if this is the last time we're going to see this one or not?
Well, that is actually a good question. Will it be back for Oceans 4?
I certainly hope not. As you can imagine, one of the reasons I believe that it's gone from Ocean 7 to 6 is because as regulations change, requirements like stormwater management and those things change, and you have to adjust, and that is how Ocean 7 became Ocean 6. And I desperately tried to come up with some witty way to connect it to the movies and could not.
Yeah. So. I'm sure you gave that a lot of thought.
I actually did.
I'm sure.
Keep declining in number. It's usually the other way around.
I have no doubt. All right. Mr. Allen.
The only thing that I have is there plenty of a turnaround, that little horseshoe, I guess, and since there's no cul-de-sac, vehicles come in, turn around, leave.
I think that fire apparatus turnaround might.
The turnaround is that about two-thirds of the way back.
One.
It's this area right here.
Okay.
And it looks like they're parking spaces because they have what looks like parking bumpers, but they'll be marked as not being parking spaces. They need to just be kept open. Okay. The fire company will require that, but it's also the place where a person who turns in there accidentally and realizes you can only go to the end of
so far.
That street.
Yeah,
right.
They turned too early for the mini golf place.
Yes.
Well, also, what calculation did you use to come up with 40% ocean on that? No, I'm just kidding.
Eyeball calculation, that was.
What's the width of that turnaround for the fire, for EMS?
And that's a question. That's a hard question. I'm going to have to ask the engineer to tell me the answer to that.
You've got to come up and give us your name, please, sir.
Mike Kaczynski with Atwell. The turnaround itself has been designed in accordance with the state fire marshal regulations. The width itself is about, as I recall, about 20 feet wide, and the driveway in the front is the 24 feet, which is standard for fire lanes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
And I don't know if it's possible to below, if that's dimensioned on there or not, but they're, and I know I'm not supposed to have help from the staff, but I have no idea how to blow that up on the screen.
So. That'll be something you need to learn if you want to show us something.
I will learn.
I think you just walk up and take your fingers and.
I think I'm being led astray.
Was there anything else you had?
No.
Okay, Mr. Passwaters? I mean, Mr. Pettyjohn. Excuse me.
I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay, I don't have any either. Anybody from staff?
None for me, thank you.
This seems pretty straightforward, okay. But.
And just one for the benefit of Mr. Pettyjohn and others. If it gets preliminary approval, it's still going to have to go through state fire marshal again. They're going to look at all that to make sure that that's covered also, to the extent it hasn't already.
Yep.
That's all.
Did you have something else, Mr. Collins?
I was just going to ask, does anybody have any other discussion before we.
I got to go for the crowd that's sitting here
yes,
still.
Yes, we have to. Yes. Public input, that's correct.
If you'd like to have a seat, comments. Mr. Hutt. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to, forgetting my numbers, conditional use number 2424 Ocean 6? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor? Did that backwards. Okay, there being none. Mr. Collins, what's your pleasure?
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to defer action on CU 2424 Ocean 6.
I second it.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2424 Ocean 6. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0.